But it's an absolutely great day, Louisiana Agriculture, Forest, and Aquaculture, calling in here at the Côte d'Ivoire, Ivory Coast in Africa, on the western, the western part of Africa, which is the gateway into all of West Africa. You know, we have a population here of about 41 million, but in West Africa, there's over 400 million people. We spent today, in meetings, and we call that person-to-person meeting with different industries who have interest in buying our products and selling to us. So both. We call those people-to-people meetings. We spent the day there, and I just got back from a chocolate factory, Miss Vivian Kouame, there at Chokovi, and we went from going from the chocolate pod all the way to the finished chocolate product. Very, very interesting. You're looking at how they harvest the pods and how they then take the raw beans out. They are fermented, and then, of course, they are then roasted and formulated into chocolate and then there to the world. So probably the freshest chocolate you can ever taste is when you're at the chocolate factory where they're making it from the pods. The Ivory Coast, Côte d'Ivoire, is the largest exporter of cocoa in the world. That's right, in the world. They export cocoa, they export coffee, and so many different things. But they're also very interested in American agriculture. So the trade mission here is going very, very well. We've been very busy. We have lots of leads that we're going to follow up on and continue to move forward. And then we're inviting the officials and the ambassador from here along the Ivory Coast to Louisiana as we continue. Again, it's all about developing relationships on two-way trade. Back home, coming from AgriPulse Daybreak, it says there's no sign of a deal yet on year-round E15 again. So I know House Committee Ag Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson has been really adamant about this, but he doesn't know that they can make it in time. But that is at the top of the discussion. Why? We need an outlet for American corn. And again, by making E15, that would allow us to use a significant more of corn. And of course, the byproduct will be dried distiller grains, which are used for feed. So that is very, very, very important. Also, as you continue to work here, we've been with USDA officials. We have been with the American Embassy. We will be back at the American Embassy tomorrow afternoon. And again, working on all the issues about trade. And trade is key. One of the things that Washington has asked us to do as ag commissioners is to do as many trade missions as possible, working with the USDA, working with the Foreign Ag Service, working with Southern United States Trade Association, our own departments, to really extend the footprint of American trade abroad. When you looked at 1 in 3 acres of America's production, majority of Louisiana's production is sold and utilized outside of our borders. So again, that is very, very, very important. Now, USDA has also announced its fiscal 2026 funding for export programs, soybeans and meat receiving significant increases, again, $212 million in export support. So foreign market developments, and again, NASA saw its MAP allocation and market access program increased from $1.3 million to nearly $5 million. And so we are all taking this seriously. We're going to continue to reach out and, again, to spread products across the world. Now, let's take a look at what's happening in the different markets. And first, we're going to take a look at oil. West Texas Intermediate is down $1.16 at $63.47. World crude is down $1.22 at $68.18. Natural gas is moving up again, up 2.66%, $3.24. Louisiana light crude down 54 cents at $65.40. Bottom line, world crude, $68.18. Natural gas, $3.24. Now, on the exchanges, euros went down slightly today, just a little bit today. It's at 1.1868. Now, the pound sterling is up just a little bit, so it's kind of a mixed picture there, 1.3625. Japanese yen is up almost 0.5% today, 0.0068, and the Chinese yuan is trading, but minimally down. It does not change very much, 0.1446. Now, let's take a look at the big board. The Dow is down 445 points at 49,645. Remember, in within the last few days, it broke the 50,000 mark. NASDAQ is down 346 at 22,720. S&P is down 68,873. Overall, it is a mixed picture, but most of the oil companies are in the red. Pharmaceuticals are mixed. Now, let's take a look at the commodities. Been a lot of discussion about the worldwide commodities. Cotton, March 26, up 0.08 at 64.12. Soybean futures up 13.75 at 11.37 and three quarters. Corn futures up 2.5 at 4.30. Rough rights up 0.07, 11.20. Chicago soft red winter eat up 10. Wheat up 10 at 5.46 and three quarters. Cattle futures down a little bit. Live cattle down $1.10 at 239.88. Feeder cattle down 3.7 at 363.75. One of the things that's happening here on the Ivory Coast is that wanted to have a big livestock fair in November. They're very interested in bringing in additional genetics. A lot of talk about genetics and also how to increase the total amount of production on small agricultural, small-scale agriculture. The average farm here is about 2.7 hectares average farm. Let's take a look at the price of sugar right now. Sugar is at $32.45 unchanged. Again, $32.45 unchanged. On the calendar, February 26th, 27th, and 28th, 83rd Annual Southern University Livestock and Poultry Show. That is in Baton Rouge. February 24th, an emergency public health paradigm, agriculture and food production health online. Then we have the grain bin storage workshops. And again, those are very important. Tuesday, March 3rd, 5:30 p.m., Bristol Auctions in Colfax. Wednesday, March 4th, 5:30 p.m. at the fairgrounds, again, in Natchitoches. Thursday, March 5th, 5:30 p.m., Precision Ag in Gillum. Friday, March 6th, Morehouse Activity Center in Bastrop. Very important, again, especially to get first responders and our firemen there involved in this because, again, extremely, extremely important. And on March 10th, the Architects Forestry Forum in Shreveport, Louisiana. So, again, anything you think we need to see and talk about, send it to us at news@lfbf.org. I can tell you, when you look at what is going on here in Africa, there's a strong spirit of revitalization here on the Ivory Coast. And again, trade is at the top of their agenda and advancing forward, working together. So we're excited about that. And there, of course, will be more to come because this is, again, this is the visit where we come in to get to know everyone, and then we come back and start working on specific trade deals where we are buying and selling agricultural products. And, of course, that's how we're going to move our commodity prices forward. So, Don, at the end of the day, back home, what is important? Ask before you eat. And, again, that's, you know, how we make sure that we have the finest and freshest seafood available anyway. And speaking of seafood, here in Africa, they take crawfish, dry them. That's right, dry them up, and then they sprinkle that on top of rice when they cook rice. So the crawfish, dried crawfish, is a staple protein across much of Africa. Think about that. You know, I've seen this. We would do that with dried shrimp back home to add thickening, you know, to our gumbos and flavor. They use it specifically as a way to flavor rice here, again, on the Ivory Coast. Tremendous idea as well. So as we say, let's keep the ball rolling. And, of course, crawfish, you know, they're coming on the way. It's warming up. We just can't wait. It's now. And, you know, think about it. Mardi Gras Day. That's right. That Tuesday's coming. Of course, we're into Lent. What a great time to enjoy some charbroiled oysters. Another thing, a topic here was the persons from the Ivory Coast that had visited New Orleans. Some of the things they talk about the most are crawfish and charbroiled oysters. That's right. Just absolutely incredible. So, again, U.S., Louisiana catfish and grits and gator, of course, charbroiled oysters, crawfish, shrimp, crabs. And we have the finest seafood in the world. And yam, right? our sweet potatoes. And I talked today about the Beauregard, the Evangeline, the Jolies, and, you know, how delicious they are and how full of riboflavin they are, and the fact that we have probably the preeminent sweet potato research station in the world in Chase, Louisiana. Don't forget about our beautiful pecans, our strawberries, our citrus products, Creole tomatoes, and so much more. And, of course, I got to see here the birthplace of okra. And the okra here is very different than the okra back home, but it is a staple in the diet. Don't forget to get the Market Bulletin, the latest news from Ag, and, of course, comes out every 2 weeks, going strong today. Recipes by Certified Louisiana, access to advertise and the buy and sell ag equipment, services, animals, you name it. Follow us on Facebook and on Instagram and other forms, again, of social media for the latest news, upcoming programming and events. Tune in to Crawfish Tales, T-A-L-E-S. Tell the story of the people, the places, the culture, and all things certified Louisiana. There's a very, very good program that was on Twyla, and it was about gardening with the commissioner. And I want to thank Avery Davidson and you, Don Molino, and others for putting that together. And, of course, Ms. Jen Finley and others, it's very well done. I hope you get to see it. And it's on Twyla. The end of the day, fundamental duty of mankind is to feed the world. Louisiana is where the good things grow, the greatest timber is produced, and the finest seafood is harvested. Please take care. Or try to visit with you again tomorrow from here in Northern Africa. Take care. Stay safe. Enjoy this beautiful day. And God bless.